Have you ever kind of wondered why is it is so hard for us to ask for help? No, I'm going to relate this to parenting, but really, how is it that we rather suffer in silence than to ask for help? This is what we're going to talk about today. For those who don't know me, my name is Danielle C. Baker. I am the founder and CBO of Being Connected. I'm a registered early childhood educator who has been working 20 years in the field, and I do help parents navigate the realities of what it is to be a parent to them. And so we're going to dive into a pretty serious topic today, but I want to make sure that you guys understand that when you're working with me, we're putting your child's needs first. So we're going to have to put our pride and ego aside and let's get to it. Hello, hello, hello. Welcome to the Talk to Danielle podcast. I am your host, Danielle C. Baker. Before we get started, be sure to like, follow, and subscribe to whichever channel you're listening or watching from. And of course, season two, this episode is brought to you by the Self-Esteem Doctor Online Academy, with the amazing, beautiful, phenomenal Dr. Simone Alicia. There's a wealth of resources on that website that can help you with your child's self-esteem, confidence, and so much more. Works for children, teenagers, and even adults. And I absolutely love the work that's on there. It really does align with what I do. And so that's why I'm so excited to have that collaboration for this season. And so, yeah. How do we ever get to that point where asking for help is viewed as a bad thing and we kind of beat ourselves up for it, especially as parents? We just don't ask for help. We just take it all in, expect to be able to do everything and manage everything. You know, some of us have two, three jobs. We're running the house, we're running the children, we're running the schedules, we're running thin, and we're never asking for help. And so this is what we're going to talk about. I've been working with some families on that recently, and it really does stem to some of the unrealistic expectations that we have placed on ourselves in terms of what we can accomplish, what we should accomplish. And I'm also going to say that there's some realistic representation out there of the super mom, the super dad, the super parent, and we're all okay with it, really. Do we really need to be using our children to prove to people that we are worthy, that we're phenomenal? But do we really need to do this? So, you know, it becomes unrealistic, it becomes unattainable, and we beat ourselves up for it. And so asking for help is really seen as a weakness. And we need to stop that. Like, really, why are we doing this? Parenting was never meant to be hard. I say this all the time. I'm actually going to say that in my upcoming book, but the people react to it because, yeah, it was never meant to be hard because you had an entire village to help you raise your child. You had a tribe, you had a community to help you, and the community would do it without expecting anything back, without using that as an excuse to brag about how they came to your rescue. It was, we're helping these children because in the future, they're the ones who are going to be helping us. Helping each other meant that your community would survive and would thrive. And for some reason, for many of us, we've lost that sense of community. There's still a lot of cultures out there that do work around that. But mostly, I mean, I'm from North America and we're on our own. We mind our own business. We don't ask for help, and we're burning ourselves out. So this is what we're talking about: is why? Why are we still doing this? And again, it's good to have a look. I've done this work myself. Have a look at it and see why is it that I have a hard time asking for help. And a lot of it for me stems down from being raised by a single mother in the time where women were still fighting and to prove that they were fully functioning and deserving human beings. So my mother made it her mission to raise her daughters to be fully independent women, which means that you didn't ask for help, right? You couldn't show that weakness. You couldn't depend on anybody. You shouldn't rely on anybody. So I had to work through that whole programming that came with my upbringing. But I've noticed later on in the years as well that it kind of turned into I wasn't asking for help because I just didn't want people up in my business. it just bothered me. I'm a very private person. It may not seem like it because I'm very public on social media with my work. But personally, I am a very private person. I'm an introvert, and I didn't want to ask help. But a few times when I did ask help, a few months later, I would run into somebody I hadn't seen in a while. They're like, "Oh, I heard you went through this." And like, how do you know this, right? So I didn't ask for help because I didn't want people in my business. I didn't want them to start gossiping about my business. So I just kept to myself. And so have a look at it for yourself. Why is it that you're struggling to ask for help? There's a lot of reasons. So look at it deeper and you'll start understanding. And the other reason is, why don't you want to ask for help? Everybody does ask for help. We tend to just assume that people will come and help us when we need it. But if we don't ask for it, how are they supposed to know that we need help? A lot of our entourage, a lot of our friends and close ones are just waiting for us to help. They want to, but they don't know how to help you. So they're just waiting for you to come up and ask for it. So you have to think of that as well. If you had a really close friend, close family member, or loved one come to you asking for help, how do you react to that? Most of us will gladly love it without expecting anything back. So why is it that we can't do it? Because of course they're going to do it in return. And if they don't, then you don't have the right tribe. You don't have the right community. Get rid of them and find your right tribe. And don't hold attachment to the people that won't help you because they're not really your close ones anyway. They're not part of that community if they're not willing to help you without a cost behind it, whatever that cost is. So I challenge you to start looking at that and say, why is it that I can't ask for help? And start asking, what is it right now that's going on that I could really use some help with? Or what is it that I really wish right now I could get some help on this without having to ask for it? Those are the points that you would need support with. So ask yourself, whether it is to pick up some milk, it saves up an extra stop on the way home, picking up the kids because you're running late, getting to help with yard work or whatever it is, whatever that looks like for you. Where could you need it? And who could you ask? Who would you trust to say, who could I ask for this and feel comfortable about it? Another thing that we have to say is because we tend to associate help or asking for help with weakness. I started changing the vocabulary for it and giving it a positive tone. So I don't say asking for help anymore, but it's the parental backup. You're asking for backup. You're not asking for help. So when you're not asking for help, you're asking for backup. So you're still the main character in the story. You're still going to save the day at the end of the day, but right now you just need reinforcement and you're calling in for backup. And there's really nothing wrong with that. So if you can make that change, it just becomes a lot easier to ask for help when you do. So this is the challenge that I'm giving you now is look for where you could be asking for that backup. And if you can't do it, one of the best ways to do it is to kind of reverse engineer it. And at the end of the day, kind of scan through your day and ask yourself, where and when today could I have asked for backup but didn't? And kind of go from there because it's, bringing the trash cans back in, putting the shoes away at the front door that keeps, getting in the way, wiping down the counters in the kitchen, anything like that. Where could you have asked for backup during your day that you didn't? And who could you have asked? Who is around? Sometimes a neighbor can help with the trash cans if you're, pull your back out or something. And you get your kids involved. A lot of our children want to help. There's a certain age range where you could take advantage of that. And when I say advantage, I don't mean don't overdo it, but they will gladly help us at a certain age. So why not ask them for that backup? Why not teach them how to ask for help and that it's okay to ask for help so that they don't burn themselves out when they're older? That's a healthy thing to do. Show them how to do it so that that cycle breaks and you can actually move forward and ask for help and encourage the people. You can also ask your friend, without imposing. You just say, you know, I'm here for you. If ever you need anything, if I can do it, I will. We don't want to impose on people. We don't want to trouble anybody. But just to, you know, leave it out there and say, you just call, and if I can help, I will help. Especially for parents, it's overwhelming. There's a lot of expectations. We're very harsh on ourselves. We have to deal with our own stuff. We have to deal with our children's stuff. So call for that backup. You're still the hero. Ask for backup. We all do it. Every superhero in the action movies do it. So do it. It's okay. And your friends are going to appreciate you for it. Your family will appreciate you for it. And if they don't, flush them out of your life. They're not helping you anyway. They're not there for you. So why would you want to keep them around? This is what I'm going to leave you with. We're going to do a short one this week. If there's anything else you'd like me to add, if you have more questions or something specific to your situation, please reach out, put it in the comments. I am a real person. I do check everything. I could do a live, I could do Q&A sessions. I can do another topic on this podcast, but just be sure to reach out and see you. The more we talk about it, the more we can help each other, and the more we can break those toxic cycles, those negative cycles, and switch them just to make life easier for our children. So thank you again for listening in, and don't forget to like, follow, and subscribe to whichever channel you're listening or watching from. Don't forget to check out the Self-Esteem Doctor Online Academy. I will leave the link in the comments in the description of this episode. And again, stay safe, stay awesome, and we'll talk soon.